Theatre Royal. The very name summons up something of grandeur and eloquence, and it was. Hosted by Ralph Richardson, these big-name productions also included the creme de la creme of acting talent, from John Gielgud, Robert Morley and Orson Welles, to Trevor Howard, Michael Redgrave and Laurence Olivier. They were based on works by the world's leading authors, among them Charles Dickens, Henry James, Oscar Wilde and Anton Chekhov. These are but a few of whose company we shall be keeping as we raise the curtain on our first instalment of theatrical history.
The National Broadcasting Company present, transcribed, Sir Ralph Richardson in Theatre Royal.
This is Ralph Richardson. Our play today is written by a very old friend of mine from the theatre, with whom I've been associated on a number of occasions, J.B. Priestley. Unlike many of our subjects, this was originally written for the stage and not as a short story. Mr. Priestley describes it as a one-act comedy in the Viennese style. Now, I myself will play the part of Max Talley. Here, then, is J.B. Priestley's comedy, Private Rooms. This is Max talking to you, my friends. Old Max Talley. Perhaps you will remember the name. I would permit myself to be surprised if you did not. In Vienna, Imperial Vienna, in a world that is now only a nostalgic vision, but of which we shall ever carry the remembrance of the music of Johann Strauss in perpetual waltz time, and the waters of the Danube shine in perennial blue, there in that Vienna, I had my career in the theatre, and in which career I was almost invariably successful. That, you must admit. In romantic Vienna, I also had my share of romance, in which I was not quite invariably successful. That, I must admit. Now I am still vain enough to think that you will remember sufficient of my success for me to be able to tell you of one adventure which was perhaps more singular than successful. One night, I was taking supper with a beautiful young ballet dancer. In fact, the supper had been eaten, the champagne poured, and there we are, alone, in a private supper room of a celebrated Viennese restaurant. Yes? Come in.
Is there anything more you'll be requiring, sir?
A little more champagne, my dear.
No, thank you.
No, nothing.
Thank you, sir. The supper was satisfactory?
Yes, on the whole.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Ah, but you can tell your maître d'hôtel that I still think the steak Chateaubriand is better at the Bristol. Oh, yes, there is something, however, we'll go into that another time. No, nothing more now.
Thank you, sir. Then you won't be disturbed again, sir.
Aha. You can imagine the scene. The discreet lighting in the plush-filled rooms, the overpowering air of intimacy, the inevitable settee. Oddly enough, the room next door is virtually the same, apart from its occupants.
Yes? Come in.
Is there anything you'll be requiring, madam?
No, I don't think there's anything else we want. You can leave us now.
Thank you, madam. And supper was satisfactory?
Most of it, yes, yes. But I didn't ask for orange salad with a duck. You really ought to know by this time that I prefer prunes.